Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited, and we have your playoff manager on the line, Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning, guys.
Roof open or closed? What's your preference this afternoon and into the evening?
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I think 4:30
top
game.
Top of mind.
Yeah, 4:30 game. You know, there's some pretty stiff shadows sometimes, but you just like it to be fair for everybody. And you know, sometimes the shadows play havoc. But yeah, you can't worry about it. It's playoff time. It's all bets are off. Just get it done.
I want to ask you about how things turned out in terms of opponents. So you had the Mets in here for the weekend series. They had to fly to Atlanta for the doubleheader, burned through a lot of arms yesterday in making sure that they made the postseason. Now they fly back here tonight. How do you feel that that impacts how things play out tonight?
Well, they earned a playoff opportunity, and they're excited, and they didn't really burn through many arms if you look at it. They really have their 1, 2, and 3 ready to go. So it's from a pitching standpoint, they didn't have to burn through arms. They used their bottom guys. They didn't really go after it in the second game. So the fact that they had to fly back and forth is, you know, I think it's probably good for us. But at the same time, you know, it's baseball. They've got a ton of veterans. You know, they have a $300 million budget. So it's they have a ton of veterans, ton of guys that have done this, played in the All-Star game, MVPs. They have it all. So very formidable opponent. But we've done some good things, too. So we're excited.
Have you seen David Stearns? Is he strutting around like he owns the place?
No, he's great. I got a chance to see David when we started the series. You know, he'll always be a friend. He's great. Yeah, they're excited that they got in. And you know, they started so slow, so nobody expected it until late in the season they started to play great. Their second half was, whatever it was, 64-31, their last 90 games and 95 games. So they've been very, very good. They got their top three pitchers ready, so we're not, it's not lopsided because they went to Atlanta. They went to Atlanta and earned a right to be in the playoffs, and they're excited, but yeah.
Murph, do you know, and if you do, would you say what the rest of your rotation looks like? We know Freddie starts tonight. Do you know who Game 2 is at this point?
Well, I mean, we got a pretty good idea. I mean, you have a pretty good idea. It's one of our guys, and we're probably, because they don't have a lot of left-handed hitters at the top, we're probably not going to use an opener. So it's probably either Frankie or Aaron Zavalli, so everybody can figure that out. But we're not trying to hide it from everybody. We just need to go one game at a time and blow through it, you know, and get to the next round.
Murph, did you ever cross paths with Pete Rose? Rose passing away yesterday. He was 83.
No, I did. No, I know. He had a great life. I know he would have liked to go to his grave knowing he was going to be in the Hall of Fame. And I think at some point people will recognize that while this guy isn't proud of probably what he did, but you know, he did a lot on the field. He did a lot for the game, and was just a tremendous player. So I think probably someday people recognize that, and he gets in some sort of way for his accomplishments on the field. But yeah, sad day. I got to spend a little time with him in Florida way back when, and he was a pretty intense guy.
Hey, Murph, we got to tell you, Vince makes fun of me because I always bring up this. It's the Brewers buzz. That's our Brewers buzz. And the reason we play that is because, no joke, it doesn't even get asked about. I'll be talking to just anybody, and all of a sudden, somehow the Brewers come up. I'll just ask, like, my wife's aunt, like, how you doing? And she's like, oh, well, the Brewers. It's like on everybody's mind. Like, thanks to you and what you guys are doing, like, the Brewers buzz is real. It's just people are walking in a happier pace the last several months because of how well this team has played. And not only that, how much fun they are to root for. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for saying that. I don't interact all that much, you know, with fans and things like that, and it's a shame you miss out on stuff like this. But it's been a fun ride. It's been a enjoyable thing to watch these young players. I mean, we'll start six guys tonight, maybe seven, but we'll start six for sure. That they're the either first year players or just into their second year, and to see them win 93 games in a major league season and be the team that nobody thought could. And it's just been a joy to be around, but we've got more work to do. I don't think they're satisfied with this, and I think they're very capable, but any one of these teams in the playoffs can win. Any one of these, it's been proven over time. Any one of these teams can get hot at the right time and win it all, so why not us?
Why not us? Thanks, Murph. Really appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
You got it. Take care.
Go get him. Here we go.
Man, we're very fortunate to have him here.
It's a Brewers buzz.
I don't know if he
wanted the Brewers buzz. By the way, a very special look back at the phenomenal Brewers season. We'll do that during the 8 o'clock hour.
And a little bit more of my conversation with Brewers owner Mark Attanasio. Boy, he just raved about the job Murph has done. Of course, who around there isn't?
Right.
But tell us a little bit more of a story about how that hire came to be. And we'll do that just after 8 o'clock. Tauscher next.